It's absolutely absurd that the parents of twin babies who died a week after receiving three vaccines are still under suspicion for killing their children, according to Dr. Pierre Corey, who reviewed the twins' medical records. Vaccine-related sudden infant deaths, SIDS, are a tragic and, unfortunately, as common as the day is long, Corey said in an interview Wednesday with Children's Health Defenses, CHD, Polly Tommy. Corey spoke with Tommy, CHD.TV program director, about the deaths of 18-month-old Dallas and her twin brother, Tyson. Such a double tragedy. The babies died about 7 days after receiving the flu shot, the hepatitis A vaccine and the DTaP, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, vaccine at their 18-month wellness visit. When the mother brought the twins in for their wellness visit on April 23, she and her mother-in-law told the pediatrician they had concerns about the twins receiving the flu shot because the father's family had a history of adverse reactions to the vaccine. The pediatrician told them the babies would be okay and had nurses give the twins the shots. The next morning, the baby's lips were blue and they were lethargic, according to Angela Wulbrecht, a registered nurse with the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, who has assisted the parents in filing a report with the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VERS. Wulbrecht, who also spoke with Tommy, said the babies continued to be very sick for the rest of that week. The morning of May 1, the mother found the babies dead in their bed after apparently passing away in their sleep. The mother called 911, hoping the paramedics would be able to do something to help the twins. She didn't know that her babies had passed until she was in the sheriff's department, where they were accusing her of murder and asking her what she did to these babies, Wulbrecht told Tommy. The police informed the baby's father, who had been trying to call his wife from work after hearing that their home was surrounded by police tape, that his children had died and that he must go to the sheriff's office for questioning. "It's such a double tragedy," Corey said. "Not only do the parents have to endure the trauma of losing their loved babies, but now they're being harassed and sort of suspected by the police. This must be tragic and traumatizing to those parents beyond belief," he added. "There's immense data suggesting the deaths were vaccine-related," experts say. Corey walked viewers through what he learned by reviewing the twins' medical records. Dallas and Tyson were born at about 29 weeks and admitted to the neonatal intensive care unit, NICU, which isn't pretty typical for babies born that preterm, Corey said. After spending about a month in the NICU, they spent roughly another 6 weeks in a neonatology service. While there, they had a number of typical complications of a premature baby that were well managed, Corey said. All of those issues had been resolved by the time the babies were discharged. These children died at almost 19 months old, right after their 18-month wellness visit with the vaccines, Corey said. "And at that time, they were really normal kids, very healthy, no major issues." According to Corey, there's immense data to support the theory that the twins' deaths were vaccine-related SIDS cases. "Dallas and Tyson's deaths are absolutely typical of cases of death related to a vaccine," he said. Corey cited a 2021 peer-reviewed paper published in Toxicology Reports that reviewed medical studies and VERS data on SIDS and unexplained infant deaths, sometimes called crib deaths. Corey said, "Unexplained deaths or crib deaths were almost unheard of before the 1960s, when immunization programs started to roll out. By the 70s, there was an epidemic of SIDS. And that was being documented. Finally, in 1992, there was such an outcry because parents started to be concerned and were developing the feared vaccine hesitancy. That's when the American Academy of Pediatrics came up with a reason for these sudden, unexplained deaths and launched the Back to Sleep campaign," Corey said. "The idea behind the campaign was that babies who slept on their backs or sides were less likely to die in their sleep. It was an absurd notion," Corey said. "Humans have been populating this earth for millennia, and we've never recognized that children who sleep on their front have high risk of death." After the campaign, the number of SIDS deaths reportedly declined. However, Corey said, it's very apparent two other things happened around that time. First, coding on death certificates changed, he said. They removed the code for a vaccine-associated death, so you can no longer actually code a certificate as being related to a vaccine. Second, researchers noticed that other kinds of unexplained infant deaths, such as suffocation in bed and other proxies for SIDS, were exploding, while the reported number of SIDS deaths went down. In other words, there was no documented decrease in neonatal mortality. Additionally, study after study showed a temporal link between vaccinations and infant deaths, Corey said. About 75% of unexplained infant deaths occur within 7 days of vaccination, with roughly 25% occurring on day one and another 25% occurring on day two. According to Corey, some studies have found 90% of all deaths occur within 7 days of vaccines. Corey also cited a 1989 study in which the author analyzed 13 pairs of healthy twins who died together at the same time. The author concluded that the likelihood of twin infants dying suddenly and simultaneously of SIDS, a natural disorder, defies credibility. Instead, the author said, environmental hazards, such as vaccines, likely contributed to the deaths, Corey said. Some of the ingredients in the vaccines given to Tyson and Dallas are known neurotoxins, Brian Hooker, PhD, CHD Chief Scientific Officer, told Tommy. Hooker said, they got the DTaP, which contains at least 300 micrograms of aluminum and polysorbate 80. Then the hepatitis A has more aluminum, about 600 micrograms of aluminum, and, again, polysorbate 80. So this is almost like a delivery system to get the aluminum neurotoxin directly into the brain, because polysorbate 80 is a detergent. It eclipses the blood-brain barrier. The flu shot given to the twins may have contained traces of up to 3 micrograms of mercury. Aluminum and mercury are synergistically toxic, Hooker said. They create a reaction that is about 100 times worse than the exposure of either one of them alone. Hooker and Corey agreed it was very plausible that these neurotoxins impeded the functioning of the baby's neurons in the brain stem that regulate breathing. So far, autopsies of Dallas and Tyson have not been able to find anything, Wulbrecht said, noting that she has also asked Dr. Ryan Cole to perform an independent autopsy. Corey said it's important that autopsies in this kind of situation be done carefully to adequately examine the brain stem. The first question police ask should be, when was their last immunization? Wulbrecht and Corey refrained from speaking ill of the police who undertake investigations of infant deaths. However, they said police should be aware that vaccinations, and not the infant's parents, may be responsible. I think we need to go to all the police departments and teach police officers, Wulbrecht said. If you have a baby that passes away, the first question you need to be asking in that investigation is, when was their last immunization? She didn't want to harp on a police detectives. They don't know better, but they need to learn all of these facts Dr. Corey was sharing, she added. The temporal association between vaccination and death just pops right off the page. The situation is dire because it's likely Tyson and Dallas deaths are far from isolated cases of vaccine-related infant death. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, there were 3,700 sudden unexpected infant deaths in the U.S. in 2022. That figure includes deaths classified as SIDS, accidental suffocation or strangulation in bed, and unknown causes. More recent data are unlisted by the CDC. Wulbrecht said she was contacted by a VIRS worker who was reviewing the report for Tyson and Dallas deaths. Wulbrecht had Tommy join the call with the VIRS worker, who was a mother herself. According to Wulbrecht, the VIRS worker kept saying, God bless all these poor families and these children. When Wulbrecht asked her how many VIRS reports of infant deaths she was seeing, the woman told her and Tommy she is reviewing thousands and thousands of reports of dead babies after vaccination. How do you do your job? This must be so difficult for you, Wulbrecht said to her. The woman said it was difficult and that she tried to separate her job from her life as a mother. I vaccinated all of my kids, and I can't imagine this happening to my babies, the woman said, according to Wulbrecht. Tommy told Corey, Hooker and Wulbrecht she is now receiving a report of a vaccine-related infant death every week. How do we stop this, she asked. Corey said the U.S. needs to have an honest, objective evaluation of the scientific evidence. We have decades of history of literally covering up and suppressing and really misrepresenting the data. The elephant in the living room is the fact that these kids are dying right after vaccination, Corey said. The temporal association just pops right off the page. Watch CHD.TV's interview with Dr. Pierre Corey here.